Welcome to the Movie Bench Quarterbacking Podcast. This podcast features geeks brought together by fate to discuss movies and all things geek culture. Enjoy the show. All these superstars that people probably don't even know they're black. All these billion-dollar heads of these movies and stuff that people just
play black people but won't acknowledge being half black.
Well, you know what? I don't know their personal situations.
Neither one of them have ever kissed a black woman in film.
I don't know their personal situations, but I just know that, you know, if some people will probably be surprised if they ever found out they were black.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
But our top, you know, earners and top money makers and stuff. It's just very interesting how, you know, something that we should be able to claim and be proud of, they don't even claim themselves. And not trying to be messy, but I'm just saying that's just very interesting.
I love when you say that.
I'm trying to be nice.
A lot of people like, that's how he, you know, if it wasn't for him, like him, like, because he looked more black when he was younger, you know, he looked like a more, he looked like when he was wrestling, he looked more African-American male. I had no idea that this fool was half such and such, you know.
Like half Samoan. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, if it wasn't for him saying like who his granddad was and all that kind of stuff when he was wrestling,
like, his dad.
Yeah.
His dad was Rocky.
Yeah, his granddad was his, the granddad wrestler was his dad, his mom's dad. And so, and then
Samoan chief too, I think.
Yeah. So he would acknowledge him as his granddad, you know, and then he said one time his cousin was Rikishi. I don't know if that's true or not, but he had said that Rikishi was his cousin. But anyway, you know, I mean, you know, he was this big actor and he had this kind of light-skinned black dude buff thing going. And it wasn't until he like made transition into like that, you know, biggest actor of the year shit where it was like, okay, now I can fully be Samoan. But it was like, you know, but then at the same time too, I think you had mentioned that he didn't really have a great relationship with his dad or something like that. So that's why, but then again, his dad was also Canadian black, not necessarily like, you know, from here. So it was a lot going on with his childhood and upbringing.
Well, he's got that whole Young Rock TV series I haven't watched, but I mean, I'll have to check it out sometimes.
I mean,
but he has gone on record saying that he's half black and half Samoan. He was on the cover.
Yeah, because dad's black, so he can't really deny it, but he just don't lean in on it. Yeah.
He's got full black siblings and half black siblings too. His daddy was a Rolling Stone.
You could tell there's a difference in the love that he had for his dad and the love that he has for his mom. You can, and he clearly, like, you could tell. But then also with that, so much of that Samoan culture, like, he clearly grew up over there, like, or grew up around them a lot too. But then, you know, I know he went to school. I read his book when I was in middle school. You know, he went to school in Miami and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. They'll find that marketing tool. And that's what, to me, Black Adam could have been more so. It was like, okay, you got this, The Rock, but you got this black superhero, just like Hancock, and it's The Rock, it's Will Smith, it's The Rock, blah, blah, and it could be big, but it just wasn't written right.
I just think it's very interesting when people decide to claim their blackness. And I think it's very interesting and convenient in the times when it's used and in times when it's not used. Usually it's used when it's early, when the other side is not being acknowledged. But then once it gets to a certain level, they drop that off and then go for the more exotic side, quote unquote. And that's how I'm going to say it for now. But
I don't think he, you know, it was crazy.
And not just saying him, because he's not the only one. Some other people I want to talk about too later on. But I'm just saying.
We are family.
And not just him either. I'm seeing somebody else doing that now currently. And they're in a whole other kind of thing. But it's the same thing where before one side and then next thing you know, you start hearing about the whole other side. I'm thinking like, why weren't you saying that in the beginning? How come that wasn't coming up? But then also I understand with certain levels, it's better to not be us, you know? And it's a shame. It's a shame.
Whatever.
But we're used for the credit part. We're used for the validation part.
We're used for everything.
You know what I mean?
Since we've been here.
Good point.
It's a real thing. I mean, like it's and you know, you got to use that sometimes. Like you got to use it to your. You got to use it because, you know, if you want to go somewhere, like that's what did like The Rock again. Like everybody, and even though he wasn't, I promise you, he wasn't even saying it like on wrestling. He just looked like this black dude, like big buff black dude, and he started in the movies, and then all of a sudden
didn't he go by the Brahmin Bull or something?
Brahma, yeah, the Brahma bull.
So I didn't think that. I didn't necessarily think when I saw him. I didn't necessarily think he was black. I thought he was something else. I didn't know if he was Filipino or something. I didn't think he was. I didn't know he was black until I found out who his dad was. I'm like, okay, yeah, he's you know, but I didn't know from seeing him.
Wasn't so when he first started, he did come out with the Samoan thing a little bit because he had this little thing on his. He had his hair, and it was this like weird kind of hair thing that he had. But okay. He cut that shit. And then he started with the bull thing, but he started being with the nation. And that was with Farouk and Saturn and D'Lo Brown. And those four, they were the nation. They're kind of like, you know, like a Nation of Islam homage thing, but it was the nation. And before Farouk, I don't know how deep y'all got into wrestling, but before Farouk, you know, had eventually became like an executive with Bradshaw, you know, Farouk was, he had the African... Pan-African thing on his uniform, his costume, and it was D'Lo Brown, and it was Saturn. And Saturn was big, black, and buff as hell. And that was it. And they were unstoppable when the four of them came out. And that was kind of when he just, it was like he had transitioned to this black person. Like, that was it. Like
convenience. Credit. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
It was because every time you would have a thought against somebody, it was a white guy versus him. And he took on, it was him versus Hulk Hogan. And then it was him versus Triple H. And then it was him versus, and so he was always becoming a bigger threat, but it was because he was this black guy. And then all of a sudden he got into the Mummy. And then he did the Mummy. What was the first one? Scorpion King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you started seeing it more and more. He was just this light-skinned black dude. But then after a while, something switched up because in, did y'all see G.I. Joe 2?
Yeah, he played Roadblock.
He played Roadblock,
which I thought like, that's not how, Roadblock is a dark-skinned, big black dude.
Right. Now, G.I. Joe 2 was the last movie in which The Rock had black children.
And I was surprised they did that. But yes, you're right.
Because in other movies, he had other, like
the Tooth Fairy and stuff like that. He would have like little... mixed looking kids or something, biracial kids.
What about the Gridiron Game? I still have to watch that one.
He didn't have children.
They didn't show his family in that. They didn't show kids.
Okay, yeah, he have a black wife.
No, he had a black mom. He had a black mom.
Okay.
He had a black mom.
Watch Gridiron Game. Okay.
That came out before G.I. Joe.
Convenient. Like I said. Convenient.
Once he came out in. I can't remember which one came out first, but
okay. This is easy how to do this. When he made like low earning money, he was black, and when he started making the $1 billion and making the big money, he was no longer. You could never trace his roots.
Yeah, well, because I think that all started,
all right, Henry Louis Gage Jr.
Once he made Fast Five, that was it. It was done because remember, once he made Fast Five, then it was no more hair. It was typecast from that. The only movie he was different in.
His mixed daughter. He had like a little Samoan looking daughter.
So now Vin Diesel plays black people, but he never talks about being half black. Isn't that interesting? And they both.
And his cousin's Kwame.
They both have black women that they've acted with in films, but I've never seen them kiss a black woman in a film.
But he don't. He's
interesting. The Rock, biracial black man, one who says he's black, half black, other one who won't with his One Race Productions. I find that very interesting.
And he doesn't kiss women at all.
Huh?
The Rock doesn't kiss movie at all. The only movie he's kissed a chick in for real was The Scorpion King.
Oh, he did it in that Netflix one. He kissed Gal Gadot. She's Wonder Woman, but of course.
I'm talking about before. Before the switch
over. I was wondering about that. Okay.
Before the switch over. Because it was, remember again, Fast Five was the switch over. And then
So if he wasn't kissing women, usually. Okay. But did he kiss in the Tooth Fairy with Ashley Judd?
Maybe.
Before the switch over.
Huh? That was before the switch over, too. But,
okay.
You know, like before, he had kids before. But,
so he was kissing before, then he stopped. Okay, I'm just trying to keep track here.
You know, most of his characters now aren't really, they don't,
it's not room for that, I guess I should say, right? It's not.
That's crap. No. You did that film. Was it called Rampage with Naomi Harris with the big gorilla? Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that film.
And I'm based off a video game.
Yeah, and I love her. And but they, you see the flirtation and the implication and the implying, but never.
What?
I mean,
what is? I didn't see that. I didn't see that implication. Especially
towards the end. I mean, they implied that he found her attractive, but you know.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, I mean, maybe that's the thing. I mean, I don't know. Most of his roles now don't really involve extra women. The Gal Gadot thing, which the character like was getting played by Gal Gadot, or it was like a. It was
no,
like
no, Gal Gadot's in it. I mean,
I know. I'm saying there was a point to the kiss. It wasn't just
The kiss was used to show that there was a connection way before, because we didn't know how they were connected. You didn't think they were connected at all, and they were in on it together. So that was almost to solidify their relationship that you didn't know about.
Ploy, right? Because
you thought that she was working against him, and you found out that they were actually together,
Lovers.
Yeah,
Which is, but now that Jungle Cruise with what's her face? I didn't see that one, so I don't know if he kissed her. Emily Blunt.
It was like a hint to them liking each other toward the last 5 minutes, but
yeah,
most of his characters don't really be romantically involved.
Okay. Like, okay. So I can go with that. That's consistent. I can go with that. I think that's weird, but that's fine.
To be honest, I prefer that because I unless it's a romance movie, I wouldn't care for that anymore.
I hear you, bro. I want him to beat up the dudes and to get the girl. I want it all. But I understand what you're saying too, Jay, because you're not always in the mood for that. I get it.
What Arnold Schwarzenegger action movies do you know where they were romantically involved?
Jamie Lee Curtis and what you call it was his wife in
True Lies.
True Lies,
and even Conan. I think Conan, he was getting hot and heavy.
Career, okay, yeah.
What's your point about Schwarzenegger though?
Action movies. That's like those big action stars. That wasn't their thing. I mean, Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, they had women that liked them. They had pieces and stuff, but it wasn't about their relationship. It'd be somebody he was trying to save, and she fell in love because he saved her or something.
Yes, but it wasn't like.
It's a case by case basis. I mean, I see that sometimes you get that, sometimes you don't. Like I said, it just depends on the role you're playing. Yeah, like Sylvester Stallone did The Specialist. He was all over Sharon Stone. So it's like, just,
most of his roles aren't built like that. That's what I'm saying. Most of these action roles.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah, most of those.
That's fair. But, you know, like I said, there's other people. Like I said, even with Vin Diesel, One Race Productions. Okay. Yeah, you're half black. You have you sound black. You look black. You will play a black person in film, but you won't say out loud that you're black because you want to, it's cool. I guess it's worked for you. But,
that's marketing, man. That's what
man. It's just.
You got to do that.
But it's interesting.
Even though I didn't do the work, I would like the credit to be like, hey, a black man was on top of this big franchise. You know, and I guess you still can because he is, but it's just interesting how we don't get the credit for it. And like I said, not that we did the work, but it'd be like, oh man, the Chronicles of Riddick is led by a black guy. Like they'll say that about Black Panther, but then, Riddick was black.
Right, but
that's a franchise and did really well, but we don't get the credit for
the next one.
You know what I mean?
Now, to be fair to
Vin Diesel, I understand why, but I'm just saying it would have been
fair
nice.
To Vin Diesel, to be fair to him, he has played black roles. So I can say that, but like I said, but in his personal life, he's never said that he was half black.
He might not do that now. But he used to be a hip hop break dancer too. Like,
right. And you got to dig for that. And you got to dig for that shit. You got to dig for it.
And then also the rapper Kwame is his cousin, is his first cousin.
And that wasn't something we always knew.
I knew about that before he started doing Riddick and stuff. Well, I kind of follow Kwame because he's a toy collector like me. So he talks about stuff. So,
I think subconsciously we know why these movies do well. Like,
we know.
Yeah, we know because. Yeah. These black people, so subconsciously we know why they do
that. Who look racially ambiguous and that works. Exotic. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. But Idris is moving well too, sort of. But he's not buff and shit, but he's do well too.
But like I said, it's just interesting when it's convenient to be black, like Zoe exactly. Saldana. I don't even care for her now because of the stuff she's been pulling. I don't even like her the same way. And I used to love her, right? You know, Colombiana and all that kind of stuff and all that. When she pulled that Nina Simone stuff, I was through.
And blackface?
And then when somebody said something to her, she's Afro-Latina. But then when something else comes through, she's Latina. So she kind of chooses when she want to be black. It's just
so
like.
So here's the thing with her. She's Puerto Rican and Dominican. Literally, so she literally is, but she looks African like a mug.
No, but let's face it though, if you're Dominican,
right though,
you black.
I'm not talking about what reality is. I'm talking about what the people call themselves and how they use that
right.
the title.
Then she complained about how she gets tired of being in billionaire franchises, but now she's eating her words because she's like, oh no, I'll be in any James Cameron film he wants. I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you figured out you've been a little too lax. You've been too spoiled. There are actors who would kill to be in big name franchises.
Yeah,
like I said, changes their life forever.
Like I said, I understand why people do it, and so I'm not hard on them like that. But it's just interesting to me, and I think it happens, and it's just so funny how we talk about that, we think that, but it's never a conversation. It's just like look what people are trying to pull, and it's just like. I don't know. It's kind of disrespectful in a way, even though they can do what they want, but I mean, it's
just there's so much colorism going on still, you know, in Hollywood. It's just,
I put it like this. We don't get the convenience to choose and to bring it up or not. How about that? And there's no assumptions.
Well, when people look at you with the three of us, they know me black.
So. Yeah. It's no yeah, like, you know,
I can't cut my nose and not be black anymore.
Right. It's not like when I need to get out of it, I can look exotic and I can just like, oh, what is he? Anything but black. They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of having, I guess, different, you know, that, I guess, that spectrum of melanin where, you know, you can do this or you can do that. Like,
yeah.
I will say it is definitely a marketing scheme, and depending on your agent, you know, your management crew, look at what's his name. She is totally buying her blackness, Euphoria.
Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Yeah, but she is black. She's black and white. Yeah.
Yeah, but she is totally buying it. Like, and she says she is black. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Her mom is white. I think her dad is black, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're from Oakland.
She totally just buys her mixedness, but also buys into her blackness. And you got Jesse Williams did the same thing, you know, because I was like, nah, you had to tell me. He was like,
who, Jesse Williams?
Jesse Williams? Yeah. No, dude.
I can tell.
You can tell.
I can tell.
He's super yellow with them blue eyes.
What did you thought he was?
I knew he was mixed. I could tell.
What do you
think? He mixed, but like, I don't know. Like, he could have been mixed with something else.
You didn't think he was black?
Like Italians. Like, look, you like, okay, so for example, Pete Davidson, like some of that Italian look a little black too. Like, you know, some black people that just light skinned that look like them. And you're like, wait a minute. But Pete Davidson is saying, no, I'm Italian.
So, Wayne, have you ever seen True Romance?
Is that a movie?
Yeah, with Christian Slater. But let me finish. The screenplay is done by Tarantino.
Mm-hmm.
Before Pulp Fiction, I believe. Was it before Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it was a part of his ascension. Well, there's a great scene in there where it's Christopher Walken's talking to Christian Slater about the Italians and Sicilians. He talks about the Moors and why. So basically, he's explaining why Italians may look black because they are.
But
the scene was so powerful. When you hear Christopher Walken talking to Christian Slater.
Yeah. Though, I mean, I knew that part. I'm just saying, like, they'll say that they're not, like, at all. Like, no, I don't.
But you know, because of the Moors. I guess the Moors were all up and down Italy and Sicily.
But again, with the Dominicans and Zoe Saldana, who, again, the whole Caribbean, to be honest with you, like,
yeah.
You know, you go to the DR and you see them people, they black as night, just speak Spanish. But the ones you don't hear and the
man, Sammy Sosa used to be darker than all three of us.
You'll see.
Crazy what happened to him.
Oh yeah, he did the Michael Jackson. We won't even talk about that.
But you'll see the Zoe Saldanas, and they associate. You know, media and America will associate Dominicans looking like Zoe Saldana, but that's not how the majority of them look when you get there.
Right.
No. They'll also light skinned Dominicans who don't even look like her. So I know what you're saying. I mean, so she still looks black, but
no, and then some of them might not even, some of them could be like descendants from them Spaniards, right? But yeah. But man, Dominicans as the actual ones, you know, be looking like us with like yes. hair texture.
Yeah.
This.
Yes. But they are Afro-Latinos. Yes.
The ones that don't look like us at the front and then be like, oh yeah, well, these are Dominicans. That's her. And you know, people who look like, oh, look, and look at, what's his name? We were just talking about him, Vin Diesel. In the Fast and the Furious movies.
He's what, Dominican or Puerto Rican or Mexican? He's
Dominican, right?
Yeah. Something like that. He never says it, but he speaks Spanish and stuff. Yeah,
he's Hispanic in that.
He uses a lot of Spanish words, even though he's not, he doesn't say it, but.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it, man. But in Boiler Room, he's Black and Jewish.
Familia.
Yeah. You know, it's just, you gotta love it. But in Strays, Mike Epps plays his brother. So it's just, it's interesting, but that was.
Convenient.
Well, but that was before the shift. As Wayne was saying, that's before the shift.
His shift was like at the beginning of his career, though, right?
Well, I mean, he did Boiler Room before Fast and Furious, right?
Yeah.
Did he do Boiler Room before Pitch Black, though?
I'm assuming so.
Maybe. Don't know.
Because, I mean, I don't know. I never really got that whole, like, Vin Diesel, like, you know... Again, extra like in his movies, extra like anything that ties him to Black in his movies. Like, so shift, no shift. I just thought he was always, you know, something else.
Really?
No, okay. He's half Black. We usually can tell when we see him, usually.
Yeah, but
I've been fooled sometimes.
Pete Davidson, you know, Pete Davidson looked like some light skinned Black people that you think you would just meet, just like Jesse Williams.
I saw that in one movie and I thought he was Black, and then I realized he wasn't. But in one movie,
And actually, he did Boiler Room first, then he did Chronicles of Riddick. Chronicles of Riddick, then he did Pitch Black. Then he did The Knockout Guys, Fast and Furious, Triple X, A Man Apart.
And A Man Apart. We didn't know he was Black.
Yeah, The Pacifier, Find Me Guilty, Fast and Furious, Babylon AD.
And Find Me Guilty, he played an Italian mobster.
Mm-hmm.
I know, man. I can't make this up. But yeah, so Boiler Room, Wayne. Yeah, he was Black. Did that Jewish, first, I guess.
And one of his first shorts was Multifacial. And I got that movie, that short, from back in the day.
Yeah, I do want to see that. I heard about that. It was, that's what got attention, I guess. Yeah.
It's a short film that he had made, but he's playing with him being different races and stuff and him trying to go on an audition. And he's playing all these different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he just.
Which is very clever. But no.
Oh,
but,
Saving Private Ryan. That was one of his earlier movies, too.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
First big movie was Saving Private Ryan. Then he did Iron Giant, which was just his voice. And then he did Boiler Room after that. Boiler Room.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jay. Be sure to check out past and future episodes of this show, available now on all streaming platforms. If you'd like to hear more from us, please check out my other podcast entitled Jay's Other Podcast, along with Captain Keith's other podcast entitled Clef Signs, spelled KLEF SIGNS, which are both now available on all streaming platforms.